Two outs. Here's Turner. And he swings and pops it up. This will end it. Aubie's calling for it on the back edge of the infield dirt. He makes the catch. Ball game's over. Braves take the first of this four-game series. First meeting of the year between the two rivals. And it's Atlanta to get the last punch in the bottom of the eighth. Three runs across against Soto, and they win it 8-5.
What else is new? The Phillies getting rocked by the Braves down in Atlanta. Welcome back. Welcome in, I should say. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. That's how you hop in on a Memorial Day Friday. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly.
How are we doing?
No, I was making sure my mic was on. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
good morning,
you.
Atlanta.
You were getting ready to go, and you looked over. You hesitated on your own.
Like, yeah, I hesitated because I was like, wait a minute, did I turn my mic on? But Kyle does a great job of turning it on.
Well, it's
good
on.
Good morning.
Good morning. Unfortunately, the Phillies' pitching wasn't on last night as they dropped the opener down in Atlanta, Hugh, 8-5. Last night was, I thought this before the game last night, it felt like the first big game of the year because it's been kind of a weird season, right? They haven't had almost any division games except three against the Marlins here in April. They haven't played the Braves yet, hadn't played the Mets yet. A lot of American League teams that people just don't, like, care about, the Mariners and White Sox or whatever. So, like, last night felt like the first big game, and it actually was a good game. Back and forth, plays the plate, home runs, Harper. But unfortunately, they're pitching just from Nola all the way to Soto. It wasn't good enough last night.
Yeah, and unfortunately for us, Trey Turner came up in a spot that he's familiar with.
Ten times!
Yeah, and it didn't work out the way that he wanted it to. But I'm optimistic. I know that sounds kind of crazy, especially after yesterday, saying what I said about Trey and him not showing up the next night or him not, having an opportunity to do what he did the night before. But I feel good about this team.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, I hope that they could turn things around. And we know there's evidence that they did it last year. It's amazing. It's almost the exact same spot. So a year ago yesterday was the Nick Nelson game, which was really the game that you already got fired in. I know it took a week for them to actually pull the plug. But that was the game where I think the entire city was like, this guy's got to go. And the Phillies fell around Memorial Day until they fired Joe Girardi. And there's not going to be a manager switch this year. But, Hugh, they did it last year. But I got to tell you, watching them last night, watching the landscape of the league so far this season, the fact that the Braves are 8-up, I mean, I know there's a lot of baseball to be played, but I really believe this is another year where the Phillies are going to fight for a wild card more than division. And, Hugh, we did a lot of shows entering the season in March and the spring training and all that about expectations. And, guys, mine have changed for the Phillies. I no longer expect them to make the playoffs. I want to say this to make sure everyone understands. I still think they can. They have a chance. The season's not close to over on, May 26th.
Yeah, but you would not be surprised if they didn't.
I wouldn't. I just don't expect it anymore. Like, they can, they might, we'll see. But my expectation has changed. I went from expecting the playoffs, like, without a question, thought they would be in the playoffs for the season, and now I look at it, and here's what's standing out to me. Number one, they're not really good at anything right now. Like, I can't hold my hat on, oh, they are the best offensive team, but the pitching stinks. Like, last year at this time, they were hitting enough. They were pretty healthy. It was their bullpen. Like, Nola was pitching pretty well. Wheeler was. It was the bullpen and the manager, right? Mm-hmm. And they switched the manager, and the bullpen figured it out, and away they went. I don't see how this all just flips on a switch here. The other thing that's getting me right now is they don't have as easy of a schedule. Last year, they got to play the Nationals 19 times. It was the worst team in baseball. Like, they've really cleaned up. They don't have that on the horizon here. There's no super bad team they get to play an excess amount of times. And the third thing, Hugh, that's standing out to me is last year, it really felt like there was like eight teams for six spots, right? So, like, they just had to be one of the six to make it of the eight. You look at it this year, there's a lot of teams in the mix. I don't know if all these teams are better than the Phillies, but they're just bunched with a lot of decent, okay teams. Hugh, my expectation has changed. I don't expect them to make the playoffs any longer.
You know what's funny about that? Because that's one of the things that I look at and I feel is going in the Braves' favor. Phillies' favor. Is because when you look at the teams that are all bunched up, a lot of these teams weren't playoff teams last year.
You're right.
Do you believe in the Diamondbacks? Do you believe they're as good as advertised right now?
They're probably not quite as good as they are right now.
Yeah.
But they're decent.
When you look at the roster, you look at the Phillies roster, it's much better roster. Much better roster.
So I feel like
this is just one of those things where it you just have to play the long game in this situation. Because teams are going to come back down to earth. And the Phillies are going to get it going. They're going to get it going. I have to believe that. And last night, to me, honestly, it was pretty encouraging to see that back and forth with the Braves, the way that they played them. To me, that showed, even though it's one game that they're not that far off from being compatible with the Atlanta Braves.
Well, the game was very close. I mean, it absolutely was back and forth, and unfortunately Soto just didn't have it last night. Soto's had a weird year as a reliever where he's had like 19 great appearances, and the other ones have just been, it's like bringing kerosene in a match, and it lights the whole game on fire. 215-592-9494. Expectations for the Phillies. Look, they were sky high in this city, off a World Series, and Hugh, off of adding Trey Turner, right? Like, they took a team that made the World Series and were up. I mean, they were up 2-1 on the Houston Astros in the World Series last year, and they added Trey Turner. There was an increased expectation. Well, guys, my expectation has changed. Like, there's obviously a chance they could turn this around. They did it last year. They're not buried. All these things are realities, but I'm no longer expecting it. Like, this team so far through 50 games, which I am tired. I don't want to hear anyone say it's early today. Guys, it's not early. I mean, it's not late, but it's not early. They've played 50 games. We're about a third of the way through. After this weekend, they'll be a third of the way through the season. It is not early. And you have all the issues they have. The one I'm starting to wonder when it's going to turn is Wheeler and Nola, right? Like, they got to be better than they have. I don't know how they win if those guys are pitching like they have.
Yeah, man. You know, you talk about Nola. Like, you talk about two guys that at the beginning of the season, that we thought that they were gonna, we were trying to figure out 3, 4, and 5. You know,
right.
That was a question. But these two guys were guys that we looked at and we didn't have to worry about, and they've been somewhat of a huge concern so far.
Yeah, I mean, their ERAs are both over 4. I mean, it's not, and again, it's not a small sample. This isn't a month. It's not 6 weeks. We are approaching, it's Memorial Day weekend. Like, this is always that point of the season where we're like, all right.
It's officially summer.
It is. It is officially summer. And unfortunately, the Phillies are playing so like it's spring. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs? And we all hope, there's still belief and all that, but like, do you expect it now? Like, expectations, you expect on October 4th to be watching a Phillies playoff game. I no longer have that expectation. You still does. Kyle, what are you feeling on this as the Phillies fall to 23-27?
Yeah, so my expectation has not yet changed with this team. I was wavering a little bit when I was watching Nola pitch, you know, pretty poorly to start the game last night, and Ranger the other day was having me a little bit discouraged, but I sort of sat back and thought about it a little bit, and I think my takeaways from last night's game are more positive than they are negative, to be completely honest with you. And I know they lost, and that was one going in. When you look at the pitching matchup, Nola versus Dodd, that you're like, that's one that they should get.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a lot of parallels to what I saw from the team last season, and specifically against Atlanta last season. I think the series with Atlanta it might have been 6-6 or something like that. It was a pretty even split in terms of wins, losses against Atlanta last season. And we struggled in Truist Park, that back and forth type of game where we take the lead and lose the lead and then lose in rough fashion at the end of the game was absolutely par for the course for something that you would see out of this team last season. So I actually liked the way that the Phillies fought in the game last night. That was a fight that I thought that you might have saw from the team in 2022. So yeah, while they ended up losing, I'm still seeing some positives out of this team. I still think that big win with Trey Turner tying up the game was sort of a turning point for this team, and not that they're going to start going on this huge win streak, but in the fact that they can tell themselves, like, look, like, we're never out of it. We just got to keep fighting. I thought that was a positive sign, and I think we're still seeing signs of this team starting to get it together. And look, I know it was tough, but that was game one out of 4 in Atlanta. I mean, they could go win the next 3, and all of a sudden we're sitting here talking about, like, they're definitely going to make the playoffs. So, yeah, rough one last night, but again, these are things that I saw out of a team that went on a deep World Series run just last year. So,
well, they did.
Expectations have not changed yet.
Well, 215-592-9494. I mean, that I agree with you guys on the fight of last night. Hugh, you and Kyle both brought it up. Like, last night wasn't like they went down there and got beat 10-1, right? They came back. The Bryce Harper home run, he crushed that ball. Like, they kept coming back. The Schwarber double. And I appreciate all that. Like, I don't think the Phillies are going to lie down this summer. I'm just starting to realize this is just a flawed team. I mean, it's more flawed than we wanted to think it was in the spring. They have issues. Now, they can fight through them, Hugh, but they have issues. Like, their pitching's been bad.
Yeah, I think that for them, this is just adversity that they're just going to have to overcome. I still believe that the Phillies can be a really good baseball club. I really do. I just think that for whatever reason, this year, they're going to be tested probably way more than they were last year. You could probably even look at it like this is probably the test they should have went through last year before they went to the World Series.
Yeah, everything just feels hard for them right now.
It is like extremely hard.
Like pitching, how many shutdown innings? Like the last couple days, right? Diamondbacks and the Braves, right? They score and then the other team goes right back and scores. It keeps happening to them.
That almost seems like a, isn't that just like a bad timing thing though?
Might
like
be.
A bad coincidence. Like I do think this team misses Jose Alvarado's arm in the bullpen in a big mm-hmm. way. Soto in that spot obviously just wasn't able to live up to whatever expectation that they had throwing him out there. But the Nola thing, yeah, that's a little bit worrisome, but I still think they have enough the bullpen I think is going to round out and become a pretty solid bullpen. The hitting just needs to become more consistent. I still think the signs and the pieces are all there. I saw them get beat in worse fashion, in more devastating and embarrassing fashion, to worse teams last season. So expectations still there.
Well, and I bet a lot of people still have them. 215-592-9494. I think a lot of the feeling is still, I mean, and understandably off of what they did last year. But I see the team, I see the pitching, the landscape in the NL. It feels like it's going to be a harder uphill climb this summer. 215-592-9494. Phillies lose in Atlanta. Expectations. Let's just have this conversation because I think this is a point of the season where it may have changed for some people. It certainly has for me. Do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs? I don't. Hugh does, and Kyle still does. Aaron is in West Philadelphia. Hey, Aaron.
Yo.
Yo, Aaron. What's up, buddy?
What's up with the doom and gloom, man? You know we're going back to the playoffs.
I do not know that, Aaron. I don't know that.
We're the beast from the east, man. Come on, man.
Aaron, you know, what beast? Aaron, they're in fourth place, buddy. What beast?
Yeah, but it's early. Baseball's a long season, man. Come on, man.
It's not that early anymore, Aaron. It's Memorial Day.
Yeah, but you acting like it's past the All-Star break or something, man. Come on, man.
No, and look, Aaron, they could still do this. I just, like, I don't expect it anymore. Like, the team has not played well for 50 games. Like, what do they do well, Aaron?
Look, man, the pitching always was suspect. But the basket and how to get, man, they lost key players early in the year, man. You know, they just trying to come back. But you got to have faith, baby. You got to have faith. Next thing you're going to say, the Eagles ain't going to make the playoffs. Come
no,
on.
Eagles will make the playoffs, Aaron. Yeah. Eagles, but the Eagles are actually really good. Like, the Phillies were, you know, kind of fluky, Aaron.
You got to have high hopes.
Well, you do. That is true. Aaron, appreciate you. Love the call. Aaron still has high hopes there, Hugh. He's not giving up.
As you should. I think that even though the outcome wasn't what we wanted it to be last night, it showed a lot of fight. It showed a lot of fight, and I know nobody in Philadelphia wants to hear that coming out of my mouth right now, but it's the truth. They showed a lot of fight. That game was back and forth. They could have went anyway. Until they hit those three runs. What was it, Darnold or somebody hit that single?
Yeah, Darnold off of Soto to left. And that was a rocket. Like, it's unfortunate the eighth inning got away because the Phillies, I mean, I think the Harper home run, I felt like they were going to come back and win that game and hit that home run.
Yeah, me too. That was it. Well, you know what? Didn't they have a similar game? I'm going to call back to last season again where Harper hit a huge home run.
It was Nick Nelson. It was the game.
Yeah, that was that game.
It was that game.
And they blew it. Yeah. I mean, that was, let's go. Come on.
Yeah, but but here's the thing. Last year, they had the lever to pull of firing Girardi. Like, we had someone to blame for the losses. Like, they changed that. It would change things. I don't know how they're going to change all these issues they have.
You know what's funny? This is the funny thing in sports, because we used to call it the football guys, and in this situation, we call it the baseball guys. Sometimes the baseball guys, those certain things do not bounce your way.
Yes.
And it is the absolute weirdest thing. It's one of those things you can never explain. You could do everything right, but it just does not go your way. And that's the adversity that you have to fight through and you have to believe.
So here's the hard part for the Phillies. Like the Braves are running away again or could run away with the division. Like, Hugh, I'm sure the Braves will have 20 games this year that go, you know, like one way or the other. But they're going to have a cushion, right? They're going to win the division most likely. Like, the Phillies made the playoffs by one game last year. Doesn't it feel like we're heading towards another summer where we're in this kind of race? And maybe they make it. But also, guys, there's a real chance they just missed by a game or two this year because of nights like last night or whatever. Like, they're... It's not what I hoped for. I thought this team would be clear of that. I thought they were a step a little bit above, like, fighting tooth and nail just to make the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been nice to be that. But I think the injury to Hoskins, that kind of played into it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether you want to believe it or not, there's probably an air of, hey, we've been here before. We're a pretty good team. Maybe a little bit of that. You know, I know a lot of guys don't want to admit to that. But there probably is a little bit of that going on. And, man, It's another thing, too. Like, you're getting everybody's best shot. Like, you're getting – everybody sees you as a measuring stick.
Sure.
And so they're not going to – you're not sneaking up on anybody. So those mistakes that you're making in the field, they are costly mistakes. When you look at this team and you look at some of the losses, I look at, okay, some of the losses you can put on pitch and you can put on hitting. But there's a few that were mental errors.
Early, like especially early.
Early in the season, yeah. There were a lot of mental errors, man, and you can't have those. You cannot have those.
Well, you can't, and they've had too many. 215-592-9494. I mean, I look at this team right now, and they're just pretty blah. Like, other than Bryce Harper, nobody is excelling. Like, right, some guys are okay, they're decent, they're kind of in the middle, they're having okay seasons. Bryce is the only guy on this team, and Alvarado was before he got hurt, excelling. They need more. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Atlanta. Boy, y'all just ain't gonna let me see that.
It's one of those days, yeah.
Yeah.
Hugh, I didn't get that from you. I didn't rip you off. I changed the city name. Andy said that's okay, that's not plagiarism.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, by the way, too, that what drop, dude, that's gold.
It might be my favorite drop we've come. I mean, we have some really good drops we've created, but that one it fits almost any scenario.
It's underrated, and I think you got to use it more often. So Kyle, try to slip that in there more if you can, brother. There you go. I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying. I think offensively, there's a lot of really good signs. You're seeing that this team isn't laying down. This team has fight in them. They're turning around. I kind of mentioned the other day, I like the fact that I'm seeing some of the other guys that were struggling starting to get hot. You know, Schwarber hit an RBI. You know, Bohm looks like he's finally starting to turn the corner again. Marsh is looking better. So I'm really – a lot of positive things there. The negative offensively is, you know, looking at the box score and seeing another 0 for 5 yesterday from Mr. Turner.
Yep.
They got to flip him and Bohm. They have to until he could get himself rolling. Leaving him up there and hoping he catches fire in this season or in this series, I'm sorry, is not the right play right now. So the biggest thing that has me worried is our starting pitching. Who is the only starting pitcher that we have to rely on right now? I can't find one.
They don't have one. Chris, their best starting pitcher this year was Strom, and they put him back in the bullpen because they thought they basically think he doesn't have enough innings in his arm because he's not built up to be a starter all year. So like they took their best starter this season and he's in the bullpen now.
It's awful. I mean, Nola, I mean, there's something way off for him. I don't know if he's fighting maybe some of a dead arm from the long season last year or what it is, but he looks god awful. I mean, obviously, Ranger, we know, is coming back from injury, but he still looks terrible. Wheeler looks like more like a number 3 or a 4 than an ace. I mean, his ERA is well over 4. Not so worried about Soto, not so worried about the bullpen. You know, Alvarado will come back. Some of those guys are going to kind of work it out. But our starting pitching right now, guys, has got me terrified. That said, I still believe they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to make the playoffs because of that number 3 wild card.
Well, that is, Chris, yeah, that is the silver lining. And it's just, Chris, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, that is a big deal. I mean, the Phillies would not have made the playoffs and obviously not made that run if not for that extra wild card. That third wild card spot almost keeps any team alive, unless you're like just like the bottom 5 team in baseball. You're in it the whole year.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the teams that are, you know, like the Phillies are right by, like right next to the Mets, 3 games out. The Pirates, do we believe the Pirates are going to be?
I don't believe in the Pirates.
Okay, the Pirates. Okay, L.A. and Arizona, like 31-29, that might be a little bit of a trying time. The Giants. So you're right there. You're like 3 to 5 games, like right in striking distance. Mm-hmm. Like seriously. So, I mean, I know what everybody's saying, but you're still in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, well, they're lucky. I mean, they're lucky. The league is set up now to where you don't have to be great all year, right? You just have to
get hot at the right time.
Well, that was the Phillies last year. It makes it – it's challenging, though, to keep doing this, like to bury themselves or, you know, kind of dig a hole.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
It's exhausting because you go through the season and you're playing and you're in a situation where basically you're getting putting yourself in a situation where you're living and dying with every game that you're playing.
You know what I was hoping for and thought we might get you? Like, look at the Diamondbacks, 29-21. I don't think they're going to win their division, right? The Dodgers probably always win that division. But, like, I thought the Phillies, even if they weren't going to beat the Braves, like, they'd be up there to where, whatever, if they don't win the division, they're definitely a wild card.
They're going to be, and it's been an uphill battle. I don't believe in the Mets because of what the Mets did last year. You know, they might be in the conversation, but I don't believe in them in any way, shape, or form.
Well, they're an older team. I mean, they've incorporated some young guys recently, but they're an older team with some old pitching. Dennis is in Mount Laurel. Hey, Dennis.
Joey G in HD. How you doing?
Hey, Dennis.
I don't expect – well, first of all, they're probably one of four or five teams that could get that third wild card. So, you know, they're still in the mix. They're not going to win the division. Okay, let's be real about that. And Aaron Nola, people keep saying, oh, if Aaron Nola could be Aaron Nola. You know, this is his ninth season, Joe, and only one year has he won more than 12 games. One time.
Yeah, I don't worry too much about wins and losses because that's just the games change and guys don't stay in.
He's only had an ERA below 3.25 one time.
Well, I think that's a more – that speaks to it more. Like, he's usually good. He's sometimes great. And this year he's been not good at all.
His ERA is like – 5.5 now, isn't it?
I think 4.59, but it's
no. That was going into the game last night, wasn't it?
I think that's what it is. It doesn't. I mean, whatever, Dennis. It's either way. It's not good. I mean, if this guy's looking for $200 million, his ERA's over four. It's not good.
Yeah, I'm not giving him $200 million. Are you?
No. Well, no. I'm not interested in that right now. I mean, he's got a long way to pitch this season, but. But that report was out there, which is amazing, Dennis. And we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Nola struggled last night. The Phillies did as well. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. It is a Memorial Day Friday. We got a lot to do on the show today. On the other side, we got a prize to give away. We'll play our favorite game on the show. We got a guest from down in Atlanta, someone Hugh knows well. Carl Dukes will join us coming up at 11. Of course, all your phone calls. It's a Fransky Friday later on. Hugh and a ton to hit today. And all of your phone calls on this. Do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs? It's simple. I mean, you expect it. And we'll get it to Aaron Nola a little bit more. What to make of the season he's had so far. What to expect of him the rest of the way here. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs after a 23-27 start? I don't. Hugh still does. Kyle still does. Your call's coming up right here.
Pitch. Riley blasts another one. Carbon copy. And just like that, the Braves are back in front. His second homer of the night as he gets to Nola again. It's his ninth of the season, and it's 5-4 Atlanta.
I feel like I've heard that call by Scott Fransky a million times. Down Atlanta, home run off of Phillies pitcher. It's too many. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Memorial Day Friday. Carl Dukes joins the show from down in Atlanta coming up at 11. We'll get his thoughts on Phillies Braves and this series and really this division, how it's shaping out again with the Braves up big early in the season. 215-592-9494. All right, back to your phone calls in a second here on the Phillies and your expectations. Do you still expect them to make the playoffs? I don't. Hugh does. Kyle still does. We'll discuss that. But, Hugh, there's the Aaron Nola thing. Remember all March, it was like, are they going to re-sign him? Are they going to give him the contract?
And, yeah, he wants money. He wants to get paid.
Reports up to $200 million. I mean, I think Dave Dombrowski made a bunch of mistakes, or just what he did this offseason hasn't worked so far. Him not paying Nola might actually turn out to be a good thing, because he's not – I mean, if this trend continues, he's not getting $200 million.
He's in a prove-it situation. He got to prove it. And right now, it's not going in his favor. But you know just as well as I do, Joe, pitching – is at a premium.
Mm.
He's going to get paid.
Oh, he'll still get a good contract.
Yeah,
even if he has
paid.
A down year, he will, because he has a track record.
Yeah.
But, boy, last night, I mean, it's just been since opening day. And, in the beginning it was like, well, is it the pitch clock? I mean, I don't know what's wrong with Aaron Nola. I thought last start his velocity came back up a little bit. Part of me is starting to wonder if all the years of all the innings, if it's just kind of catching up to him. He's pitched a lot of – I think he's the most starts in baseball the last 6 years. I wonder if he's just catching up to him a little bit.
That's a good question. I look at it like this. I look at the innings that he pitched. He gave you six innings last night. Dylan Dodd didn't look that great either for the Braves. He didn't look that great. I think that there's a lot at play here still. There are probably still a lot of pitchers that are still looking or trying to adjust to the pitch clock and things of that nature. So I think that you're going to look at Nola at the end of the year, whatever his numbers are at the end of the year, and you're going to look at him compared to other pitchers, and he'll probably be comparable. It just is like when you look at baseball as a whole this year, when you look at the series in the standings, everybody's real close together. They're a tight group together. So I think there's something to be said about that, especially in a year where you talk about there's been a lot of adjustments that a lot of the players are not really fond of right now.
Yeah, it just seems like with Nola, he can't string together the good ones. Like it wouldn't be fair to say he's had no good starts this year. He has, right? His last one against the Cubs was probably his best one, 7 innings, 2 runs, 10 strikeouts, 1 walk. But like it's every other, right? Like he had a pretty good start against the Reds in April. Then he followed up with not as good. Then he pitched great against the Astros, followed up with 4 runs allowed. Pretty good against the Blue Jays, followed up with 4 runs allowed. Good against the Cubs, followed up with 5. It just feels, Kyle, like Aaron Nola can't string together. And he also hasn't had one start this year with 0 runs allowed, which I know is a high bar, but like it just feels like it's either 2 or 4. He can't put together like 3 starts in a row of 1, 0, or 2.
Yeah, it's inconsistency. It's been the market. I mean, you could say that for Aaron Nola, and you can say that about the entire team. I mean, some days the lineup's putting up 10-plus runs. Some days they're getting shut out or they're getting, you know, almost no hit. It's just a matter of finally putting everything together and everything sort of going right for them at once. And I think with the Nola thing, you know, Wheeler, the pitching in the bullpen, there will be a surge during the season. I'm thinking it's coming. Hitting season's about to be here. We start to see everything happening at once. And once, I mean, look, you put together one little 8-10-game win streak, you are right back there at the top of the wild card standings.
Well, they would be, right? That would certainly change the season. They haven't shown that yet. Look, I think the offense, I still think, Hugh, the offense is going to be fine. And they have too many hitters with a track record where they won't score enough runs. Like, led by Bryce Harper, who, by the way,
starting to look like he's getting a little warm.
Man.
Getting warm.
Because of the frustration of the team, I don't think we've focused on this enough. Bryce Harper has been outrageously good.
Unbelievable.
Since he got back. He's hitting, what, 340?
Something like that. Yeah. Just a completely ridiculous number for a guy who did not do any minor league rehab, did not do any spring training. And just to put the cherry on top, is only 5 months removed from getting freaking Tommy John surgery.
I mean, I'm just amazed, Hugh, at watching Bryce Harper. Like, again, like we talked about it, like no spring training, no rehab. You and I said he might start off slow. Like we kind of like conditioned people to say we might probably have to give him 2 weeks to get it figured out.
Yeah, give him a little grace.
Yeah, it was dumb.
He didn't need any grace.
It was stupid, huh? on our behalf.
Well, I think it was logical, but he just rolled out and he's just hitting everything.
Well, even he said, and I remember it was when he came back into Dodgers, he's like, I think there was a story that came out where he told Dave Roberts, like, he's like, I'm going to freaking suck for all three of these first three games. He sucked for a grand total of 1 game. And I think the second game he was on base 5 out of 5 times. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
I mean, he's walked back to the field and he's hitting like an MVP. It's remarkable.
Well, and he was average wise, but now, and we talked about this like earlier in the week or a week ago, is that like you're waiting to sort of see the violent part of his swing come back. It's been back.
I mean, to put it in perspective, he has 9 extra base hits in 20 games. Like, you know, like Trey Turner has 15 or 18 the whole year. Like, and he's played more than double the amount. I mean, he's been remarkable.
That home run last night.
Oh, he crushed it. Drew in Westchester's up. What's up, Drew?
Hey, folks. So I really called to talk about a Nola, but I got an idea for a Herb segment if I could pitch it to you guys.
Any way we can use Herb, we want to do it in terms of content here. So, yes, you tell us what you got for Herb. But what's on your Phillies mind first?
Okay, sure. So with the Phillies, I'm not ready to say I don't expect them to make the playoffs yet, but there's a major but here. Last night was the first time watching Nola pitch. I contemplated a scenario where he's maybe not a Philly on August 1st. And what I mean by that is I'm curious on your thoughts, and hopefully we don't get to this point, but let's say they're a middling team still in July, you know, hovering around 500, like 4 games back in a third wild card spot. If you don't think he's coming back here, do you kind of do a soft reset and flip him at the deadline and try to get a couple prospects to restock the farm? I never thought I would be here, but it started to seriously cross my mind last night just watching him struggle through that start. Like, he seems like he kind of needs a change of scenery, too.
Yeah, so here's what I think on that, Drew. I think it's impacted a little bit by the development and hopefully health of Painter and McGarry and Abel the next 2 months. Like, if we get to this point, and what you just said plays out exactly like that, right? They're kind of middling. They don't know if they're going to re-sign him anyway. Like, if Painter and Abel and McGarry are, like, pushing to get here, like, things are turning in the right direction, like, we could make a case, like, next year Wheeler, two of those guys, Walker and Ranger, is the rotation anyway. Like, yeah, I'm not opposed to this if those guys show they're kind of ready to take his spot anyway.
Yeah, it's not apples to apples because, you know, pitching to premium, but it almost reminds me a little bit, I think, 2006, you know, they traded Bobby Abreu, mm-hmm. I think Victorino stepped in, and the team actually played, like, well, like, didn't miss a beat. So, yeah, it really crossed my mind last night of, like, I wonder if he's, you know, here in 2 months. Because that was just really – it was just really disappointing to me. I think there was a spot in the third inning, and he did actually get out of the inning. But, like, Olsen was up there, and he came up, and he just looked like he wanted no part of Olsen, and I'm like, dude, like, you're a, like, top five, like, Cy Young finisher, like, don't, like, challenge this guy, like, don't be afraid to throw him a strike. So I don't know, his head just, like, doesn't seem into it to me right now.
It doesn't. All right, Drew, let's hear your idea for our guy Herb. What are you thinking?
All right, so I don't think it's perfect yet. You guys might need to polish it a little bit, mm-hmm. but the idea is Herbalytics. So it's a spin on analytics, and basically what you're going to do is you give him a metric. Sometimes it's, you know, a real thing, say like QBR or WHIP, and sometimes it's, you know, something just like made up, say like FLORP or something. And basically he gives you he tells us, you know, what he thinks the metric is and if he thinks it's real or fake. I would love Herb just going on a diatribe about that.
Yeah, Drew, I like this. Herbalytics. And everything we do here on this show has to have some sort of alliteration to it, so it flows. Drew, we appreciate it, man. Good idea.
We're
going to
run inside. We're going to run outside.
My thing is
that's
this.
Herbalytics.
That's your herbalytics. Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. Herbalytics is whatever the hell Herb wants it to be. What makes him think at any time? Like, there's been times that you've asked Herb a direct question, and Herb talks about what Herb wants to talk about.
It's got it. Some nuts. I'm chewing
hell,
on
Herb
stuff.
Told us the other day, in the nicest way you possibly could, said, hell, I'm going to call whoever the hell I want to call whenever the hell I want to call.
Well, he called the morning show, which I think was trolling both the midday and afternoon.
I don't think anyone was prepared for
that. But he did what he wanted to do.
Yeah. He goes by the beat of his own drum.
I don't see anybody being able to tell Herb anything. Herb just calls when he wants to. Hell, Herb doesn't even listen to the people that's paying him for a ride and whatever it is he's doing.
It's my favorite part of yesterday's call. Like,
I'm
that woman is trying to
threesome.
Yeah, well, that too. But he's trying. The lady's trying to tell him where to turn, and he's just basically shushing her because he's got
like,
things.
I'm on the radio.
Listen,
I got things. I got to.
This is my turn to talk. I'm up now.
You heard him get on the morning show the other day, right?
I did.
I sort of have a theory on how that came to be. So I'm going to assume that Herb called during the meat of the show, right? And you know what they do on the morning show is when they're eliciting answers, responses after the time's yours for their contest that they do every day. So what they really don't ask you for a sports point. They're just turning to
at the end,
get your
end of the show. Yep.
So I think I'm going to put this more on Seltzer than to Cameron.
Well, he's off today, so you can rip him.
Right, yeah. So yesterday, or the other day, was a berry job by Seltzer, putting him at the bottom of the caller board for people who actually had, you know, salient and solid sports points to put him ahead of Herb so that he just, and the camera was just, you know, sweeping up the crumbs at the end of the show. And not that I'm calling Herb a crumb, but he wanted Herb's answer. And Herb's like, what? Like, it's like, give me a movie title that begins with the. And Herb's like, what? Like, ugh. I want to talk about Dave Dombrowski.
I'm getting disgusted with Dombrowski.
Boy, I love that cut. I am too. I mean, this offseason maneuvers did not work so far.
That's because he snubbed Herb for a job.
Maybe that's part of why the Phillies are struggling. They snubbed Herb for a job. All right, I mentioned we do things with alliteration around here, including when we have a giveaway, one of our favorite games. It's called Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
Oh, that song feels like summer.
It does.
It feels like summer.
By the way, this is it rhymes, Hughes Clues, not alliteration.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, you know.
Whatever,
what I mean.
You knew, I knew it.
Yeah, you knew, you got it.
All righty then, since it's Friday and I'm feeling myself a little bit, I think I'm going to make this one a little bit trying. I'm going to try to make it a little trying.
Okay.
So this first clue is, this person switched positions when they became a professional athlete.
Ooh, okay. They switched positions from college to the pros.
Yes.
So now, is this because they weren't good enough at it in college? And they...
Why you do that? Like, you held that. We were in the meeting. We were talking about this. You held on to that.
I got a needle a little
no,
bit.
No, I don't think that was the case. I think it was because... Let me see the best way that I can say that. Because
the
it was
game evolved? It was evolving?
Well.
Niche. He found a niche in found the NFL.
Not that. It's... I mean, I know the word that I want to say, but if I say this
word, might be another clue.
It's going to be another clue.
The coaches thought it was best.
Yeah, for him.
Yeah, okay.
Let's be honest. Someone's going to get it. We'll be able to talk all about it.
Yes.
We'll leave it at that for now.
Once you get it, we'll be able to talk all about it, and then there you have it, and then we'll have another problem.
So today you're playing for a pair of tickets to see Kevin James, the Irregardless Tour, Friday, June 16th at the Academy Music on the Kimmel Cultural Campus right here in Philadelphia. So there it is, your first clue for you, schools. We'll give another one coming up an hour from now. Let's talk to Jeff in Wilmington on the Phils. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
Yo, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's Jeff. Going on, man?
Can we please get a shutdown inning from our 1-2 starters? Please.
At some point,
no, you're asking for too much here, Jeff.
The game has changed, man. That's why Bryce Harper came back early. He's trying to get the game back, and it's taking longer than he thought it would.
Yeah, maybe his teammates could help him take the games back here.
One of the things your top two pitchers have got to do is stop a losing streak by having a good start, and stop the other team from adding runs after you just took the lead. It happened two or three times yesterday. Aaron Nola gives up more home runs on mistake pitches than any other pitcher I've ever seen.
You know what's interesting, Jeff, about Nola? He will, in the same game, like he had that one inning last night where I think he got
three.
Yeah, he got eight swings and misses on the curveball. Like, his stuff can make hitters look silly, and then if he misses his location, they hit it 480 feet.
Well, the one guy did it twice.
Riley,
nearly hit the same seat, like same row.
Yeah,
it's insane. I mean, and when you have a team that's hitting inconsistently like they are, it magnifies those pitching mistakes.
Well, it's almost like they can't grab the momentum in the game. Like that inning last night where Schwarber hit the double, and obviously the review took the run away with the Castellanos slide, whatever that was. They can't hold the momentum, right? You know, almost immediately the Braves take the lead.
I know. It's insane. I have another thing about Herb that you could possibly do. Call it Who Herb Knows. He knows so many people, but he doesn't really know them.
He knows them. Hugh, but I don't think Hugh knew Herb.
Julio and Hugh Douglas. He mentioned someone yesterday. He goes, "Yeah, I know him." He goes, "I've seen him around."
Yeah,
like, dude, that's not really knowing somebody. But
yeah,
it is, Jeff.
It's a really good idea. You know what, Jeff? We appreciate the phone call. All right, so we'll throw this in. If you have suggestions for us on Herb segments, we are all ears on this Friday morning.
This is pick on Herb Day.
Yep.
Huh?
No, this is accentuate
it
Herb's
is summertime,
qualities.
Though. Everybody's going to the shore. You know what? The good thing about today is when we get off work, do you think we beat traffic? Well, I know you're definitely probably going to be in traffic going back.
Well, right? But I don't know because I'm going away from the shore.
I'm going west, man.
Yeah, I'm going north. I'm going out to Bucks County. The other way, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, the
people
shore,
are getting
like
out.
The toll boost and everything.
That'll be like 2 o'clock. I mean, it's. You know, I don't
like people are taking off of work early.
Yeah,
now,
yeah. Well, I mean, I half day, half day type
the. We're judging by the office. I think people took the 4 days.
There's literally no one
yesterday.
Here.
Yeah, they grab left some, us to our own devices.
Grab
today.
Some tasty cakes and hit the door.
Yeah, we'll see. Everyone will see us on Tuesday. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs? And of course, your ideas for Herb segments always, always welcome on the show. And Hughes Clues. Steve is in Warmminster. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's going on?
Morning,
man?
Steve.
Okay. So, talking about the Phillies, which we were talking about, I think they're going to make the playoffs barely in the third wild card spot. And as long as that's a chance, like last year, they'll have a chance. But what I worry about is a few things. Number one, I worry about Trey Turner whenever he's got this past record that says he should do it like the stock market. But right now, the stock market is in a crapper. He don't look like he's worth what he's getting paid.
Well, he doesn't. I mean, Steve, and it's not even close. Like he,
right.
And it's one thing like a slump, like the first month, four or 5 weeks. But it's right. June next week, and he's been bad.
Right. Second thing I worry about, and you guys brought it up, is Aaron Nola and Wheeler are pitchers that are more deliberate. I wonder if we were back in the 30-second or non-existent 20-second clock, if they would be better, because it looks like they're not going to get used to this at all, and they should be able to, be it what it is, because everybody's under the same playing field, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Until that happens, we don't have a chance in hell of getting to the playoffs.
Well, your point, I mean, really, we could talk about all the aspects of the team, but if Nola and Wheeler pitch to ERAs, you know, well over four, they're sunk, right? Like, they just need those guys to be better.
Right. Third thing is, a guy Chuck called up on before your show from, I think it was Germantown, Mount Airy. He brought up the statistics that the Phillies are the worst defensively in every position but catcher. That doesn't bode very well.
Steve, it does not. I haven't looked at the metrics yet, recently, but it does surprise me, Steve, right? Like, we know they're going to be bad in left and right because Castellanos and Schwarber, you're not good fielders. Now, Turner is a disappointment, right? He should be a better defensive shortstop. I actually think Stott's done pretty well at second.
He has done pretty well, but it's still, as well as he's doing,
not good enough.
According to Chuck and the statistics, he's not doing better than anybody else in the league, so that's not boding well.
No, it's not. Obviously, you know, we know Real Muto is really good. Steve, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. Who are you thinking?
Okay, I don't know, but I do want to run one other thing by you.
Okay.
The base running is horrendous also.
Well, it's not good.
I don't have a guess, but I still think with the way the league set up, that if they got a chance, puncher's chance, they got a chance to make it.
Well, they do. They certainly, and there's no question, Steve, appreciate it. We all agree they have a chance. My favorite part of Steve's call, well, two things. He said he wanted to guess use clues, but then
he said forget it.
He forget it. But my other favorite thing is, he opened the call, and it was a fun call, Steve, by saying he still thinks they'll make the playoffs, and then went through every reason the team stinks.
Yeah.
Well, they're bad at this and this and that.
That's what you call respecting your elders.
Yes.
That's what you call respecting your elders. Your elders, when your elders call, they can talk about whatever the hell they want to talk about, and they can change their mind whenever they get ready.
I'll tell you what it's really called, hope, not belief.
Yeah, exactly.
He thought it was belief. It's really hope.
I still believe.
Don't do it, you.
Someday you and me. You already know it.
How many copies of the album did we sell yesterday, Butchered by the Birds?
Two.
Yeah, no refunds.
The no refunds is, it's like those commercials, when they tell, you know, those commercials.
Little disclaimer at the end. Yeah.
You buy something.
You buy this and regret it.
It's one of those 3 a.m. like, you know, like things you buy.
Why the hell did I buy this album?
Just three. It's like, remember they used to do things like, it was like three installments of 1999? You can have this, Butchered by the Birds.
You got to keep paying, though.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this, because you've been in this moment, and most people listening never have, because just real world jobs don't work like this. Do you wonder if any of this, the contract, is on Nola's mind?
He didn't pay?
Well, he's never been a free agent. So he came up here, right, and they gave him a contract extension during the middle of it before he could get paid, right? So he's never been in a year where he knew teams would bid on him. Do you think it could be in his head a little bit? Did it ever get yours, or did it not? You didn't think about it.
Because it was one of those things. The biggest thing that you get in your head in a situation like this, you know, you have to play well, or you have to pitch well. I think the biggest thing is that you want to stay healthy. I think your biggest asset is your availability, especially when you go into the last year contract. And I remember when I was in that situation, that was the thing that I was more concerned about, was staying healthy. That was one of the reasons why. When I got hurt, I just powered through.
Mm.
I just tried to power through. And, you know, that's it. And I think that there's a few things going on. Maybe it's that we know for a fact early in the season he was not happy about the pitch clock. Maybe he hasn't adjusted yet. You know, I was trying to look at some of the better pitchers' numbers in Major League Baseball and see where he was comparable to them. And I'm thinking maybe that's the case, because there's a few guys – that I think is Scherzer still struggling? Because I know early on he was struggling a little bit.
So he had the suspension with the sticky stuff, but he came back. I think his last start was better, but he hasn't pitched like vintage Max Scherzer.
So see, this is the thing, and that's where you have to start looking at it, because when you start looking, like, we know what our pitchers are not doing. So now you have to see in comparison what everybody else is doing. And that was one of the guys that I knew kind of early on that he was struggling a little bit. Because remember, he was playing with the pitch clock a little bit. He was trying to, you know, figure it out. I think that maybe for the most part, everybody's struggling with that. And I think that they're going to take that into account. I think you have to take all of that into account
so,
when you look at this.
To your point, I just pulled up the top like ERA guys, starting pitchers. I would only say, Hugh, off the top of my head, three or four of the top 11 or 12 are like guys we expected to be there. It's different people. I mean,
yeah.
And it's still – there's still a lot of season to go, so it will fluctuate. But, I mean, the guys that are not there obviously are Nola and Wheeler, and it's hurting the Phillies right now. They need to figure it out. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. I will come back. We'll keep it all your Phillies calls. We'll hit them all. Do you expect this team to make the playoffs? Like, I think we all still think they can. Like, the season's not over before Memorial Day. There are a couple games that have a wild card. But do you still expect it? That is really what we're interested in hearing today. I don't expect it anymore. They can. They might. There's a chance. You know, whatever the percentages are, if you go look at some of the metrics, I don't know, maybe 15, 20%. But I don't expect it anymore. Do you? Hugh does. Kyle does. We'll get all your phone calls up here. Your guesses for Hugh's clues. We have a giveaway today. The Irregardless Tour, Kevin James, Friday, June 16th at the Academy of Music. We'll get all your guests. And you want to pitch some segment ideas for Herb. I'm sure the afternoon show is just,
might as well.
Just burning up here in this as we're getting Herb ideas here. We'll take those. And we'll be joined next by Carl Dukes of 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, former colleague of yours. He joins us next, talks with Phil's Braves and the NL East right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94.